If you are listening to this podcast, it means you are searching. Searching for someone who understands you, someone who gets you. You are yearning to be understood and to belong. Welcome to the Someone Gets Me podcast, where we help smart, talented, and sensitive people navigate an often insensitive world. Let's welcome your host, ambassador, author, speaker, and mentor, Diane Allen. Diane has the experience and knowledge to educate and inspire, as she has been there and understands your unique intensities and their challenges.
Hello, everybody. This is episode 5 of the Someone Gets Me podcast, and I am your host, Diane Allen. And today, we will be talking about stress, ways to cope with stress that are specialized for the sensitive and bright and intense individual. The more intense your emotions, the more intense your thinking, the more intense your spiritual connection, the more intense your imagination, the more stress can really get to you. And we are here to help you decrease that stress level and feel alive and awake, but not in the situation where you're all stressed out and overwhelmed. Now, stress happens to everything and everyone, and a lot of people think it is a bad word. I don't think it's a bad word. I think that it's something we need to pay attention to so we can use it for our benefit. Just like the little chick trying to get out of the egg. It's stressful to pound on that egg, but without that stress, that chicken wouldn't be able to live. If we stepped in and broke the egg for the chick, it wouldn't survive. It's that stress and that pushing that makes it strong enough in order to live. Same thing with a butterfly coming out of its chrysalis. If we did it for it, its wings would not be strong enough to fly. So it's very important that we realize stress is not a bad word. What we do with the stress, however, can be a problem because intense and sensitive people often hold in the stress. If you're an empath and you're feeling other people's stress along with your own, it is hard sometimes to let it go. I have several people that I know that have stress responses in their body. They get different kinds of dis-ease or challenges that happen to them physically because they are full of stress. They don't shake it off. So today we're going to talk about 3 different ways to cope with stress. Now, there's a lot of ways to cope with stress, and I'm in no way saying that these are the only ways, but I think these ways are very important for the smart and intense and sensitive people to really be able to have a better handle on and a better functioning when it comes to stressful lives. Even good stress, that means stress that happens because something good happens, can cause us trouble if we're not careful. I have a client who is very, very sensitive to gluten. She's not celiac, but she's sensitive to it and has been told by her doctors and her natural health people not to eat any. Shortly before the last time I saw her, she had this amazing day and she was really excited and really happy for herself. And something happened at work that was really good. Something happened with her family that was going really good. All these great things were happening. And she showed up to see me with a Cuban sandwich, all ready to eat it. And I just looked at her and I said, so let me get this straight. You know you're not supposed to be eating gluten because it harms you, physically damages your intestines. You've already had trouble with it, yet you're eating it to reward yourself? Isn't that odd? And she had never thought of it that way. She just saw it as a reward for doing something great. That type of behavior causes really damaging effects, all because something good happened. So sometimes we really want to pay attention to the stress in our lives, even if it's from a good event, that we don't do a behavior that actually undoes it in even a worse way. Same thing happens when people get drunk to celebrate a promotion and end up with a DUI. That's not the way it goes. It's stressful to get the promotion. It's stressful to change, but it doesn't mean that our behavior has to be one that harms us. So these are 3 ways that can help you cope with stress. The first one that I find really powerful for myself and for my clients is to chunk things down into manageable pieces. Often, if you're a visionary or you're somebody that has a lot of responsibility, it's very easy to get focused on what the end goal is or what the result is. The big project has to be done or the big report has to be done. And it can be so overwhelming that sometimes we miss the fact that if we chunk it down, something manageable, what can I do next? What can I do next? What can I do next? Then things become manageable and our stress level comes down. We can do the next thing and then the next thing. And when you string together all those next things, what do you have? A done project. So it's very important to learn how to chunk things down if you're not already doing that. If you can do it at work, but you're not doing it with your emotions or with your family, then try the chunking down in the other areas of your life too. It always works. The question I ask myself is, what is the next right thing to do? What is the next right thing to do? Not the next distraction thing or the next avoidance thing, but what's the next right thing to do to get me where I say I want to go? That's what helps me stay focused, and it also decreases my stress level. Sometimes it's writing an email you don't want to write. Not because you don't want to write it, but because of the emotion that, oh, I don't know if I want to deal with the person's reaction, or I'm not sure I want to feel my own feelings. So there's so many different ways that we can create stress for ourselves and use avoidance. So do the next right thing. Chunk it down into bite-sized pieces. The second way to cope with stress is to allow yourself to be flexible, not only with your scheduling, but with your approach to your goals. Oftentimes, people beat themselves up unmercifully, I think, because they're trying to do everything the same way all the time, and they lack flexibility. People who are perfectionistic really fall into this category. If I said I was going to do it this way, that's the way I'm going to do it, and I'm not going to be open to any other way. That kind of conversation never, never, never works. It should be always about being flexible. That doesn't mean being so wishy-washy that we don't have any structure and we don't stand up for things. But it means that we need to be flexible in our approach. I always think of sports when I think of this one, and I think of football when, you know, a team doesn't make their first down and they've had their three downs and then they have to punt the ball away. Well, the whole purpose in the special teams and the punting away is to do what? Give the offensive line and the quarterback and the coaches time to what? Change their approach. Be flexible in the way they're going to next time out head toward the goal line. There's always changes made. And we can do the same kind of thing. Punt it away, do something different, change our approach, become flexible with our schedule or the way we approach something or how we answer a question or the way we move. Maybe even be flexible with what we're eating or not eating so that our brain can work in a way that serves us. So many ways we can change up the approach and change the way we schedule things. And so flexibility can work in our favor if it's focused on, and we know that's what we're doing. I'm not talking about using flexibility as an excuse to be wishy-washy or distracted. That's a whole nother conversation. The other way, the last way, the third way that I want to talk about today on dealing with stress has to do with focusing on other times you've been successful and then using that success to prompt your current actions. Often our stress comes because we're either in doubt or worry or fear, and somehow deep within us, we're not sure about something. And I would venture the guess that if you stepped back for a minute and you looked at all the previous successes in your life, big and little, that in those experiences, you have some solutions to handle the thing you feel fearful or doubtful or worrying about today, which is causing stress, right? So if you look at past experiences and past successes and take some of those lessons, apply them to your current actions, what you will see is your stress level go down. The stress level goes down because now you're starting to taste and feel and experience the success you're looking for. It's not a rocket science, but it really works well because we've all been successful in lots of things, even down to tying our shoes, right? So there are lots of things you can do that you've been successful with previously that you can take some of the similar ideas or skills or confidence you got and bring it forward into today's current actions. So today we've talked about three ways to cope with stress, right? First one is to chunk down all of your tasks. Make things manageable. Highly gifted, sensitive people tend to be time optimists, and the to-do list and the things we expect ourselves to get done in a day, some people can't do in a week. We really need to reevaluate what we're expecting out of ourselves. The second way to cope with stress is to be much more flexible in our approach and in how we schedule things. If you're scheduling things back to back to back to back, and all those things you're scheduling, there's no rest in there, then you're going to end up being very stressed out. So I schedule in my rest during the day, my meditations. On the weekend sometimes, I schedule in a little nap or a rest time. Those things are important to keep our stress levels down. That flexibility makes all the difference in the world. And the third way we spoke about is to use your prior successes to prompt your current actions. To look into your past at the things you've been successful with in relationships, in problem solving, in everything, and take some of those successes and apply them to today. Because any doubt you have, or any worry you have, or any fear you have, anything that's creating the stress can easily be addressed by saying, how have I been successful in a similar situation or a similar type of experience in the past? Even if it's a brand new experience for you, you do have some past successes that you can take and move them into the current moment to give you some support and some confidence. And then the stress goes down. So these three ways are ways that we can use on a daily basis to help ease any kind of stress from our intensity or from our intellectual thinking or from the stress we put on ourselves because we live in a different arena than a lot of people. So when you're surrounded by insensitive people and you're very sensitive, you need to have very good stress coping skills. I'm sure I'll talk about some other ones in another episode, but these are the three that I think are very important for our overall success. So until next time, be all that you're meant to be. Live your life to the fullest and enjoy every moment.
Are you tired of searching for someone who understands you? Join our Facebook group, Someone Gets Me. In this group, you will be able to connect with others who are intense, sensitive, smart, talented, and wanting to be understood. Diane shares her insights and teachings, and you can connect with others. Join today.